supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special, and today is an special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. First, let's look at the calendar. Today's Saturday is the 11th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, please accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of our Imam, Imam Reza, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
Today is the 11th of the sacred month of Zilqa'dah, the day when the 8th infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam was born. He was the son of Imam Musa al-Kazim, alayhi salam, while his mother was the most virtuous lady of her era, named Najma. He was named Ali in honor of the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first infallible Imam in Shia school of thought. His knowledge, like that of the Prophet and other infallible members of the Ahlul Bayt, was God-given. His trod in the footsteps of his father and forefather in enlightening the Ummah in those critical days of the tyrannical rule of the usurper Abbasid regime. He earned the epithet of Reza, or the one pleased with the will of Allah, whatever the circumstances. He was brought to distant Khorasan in northern Iran, where the crafty self-styled caliph Mamun had made the city of Marv the capital of the Abbasid realm. After almost 3 years in Khorasan, where he demonstrated his qualities to guide the seekers of truth, Imam Reza was martyred through a fatal dose of poison by Mamun in the city of Tus, which is known today as Mashhad, or place of martyrdom. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam Reza. Peace be upon him. Congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. The present episode coincides with the graceful birth anniversary of the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Islam. First of all, on behalf of myself and all my colleagues here, I express my best wishes to the audience. And here in this regard, it must be indicated that A few important characteristics of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam are going to be reviewed. The first one is that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam had a very high self-esteem. Although quite apparently and formally Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was chosen as the prince of the Umayyad dynasty, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam never paid the least attention to this kind of formal and political princehood. Rather, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam indicated that that kind of formal responsibility apparently conferred on him added nothing to the value and the status of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. And then Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam indicated that when he used to be in Medina, his handwriting and his order, written by his own graceful and helpful hand, used to solve the problems of people here and there in the world. And it was far better for him than when he was free in the city of Medina, so that he would go here and there and to communicate with local people quite freely. And this kind of indication proves that Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam was rather unhappy with the case of being selected as a prince in the court of the Abbasid rulers of the time. And this, amongst other evidence, shows that Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam never believed in the authority and authenticity of the Abbasid dynasty. Rather, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, wherever possible, wanted to draw the attention of people that the Abbasid dynasty was in fact the usurpers of the rightful status of the infallible imams to guide the people and to hold the direction of people to the right path.
Ali Musa Reza, 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 Ya Ali Musa Reza.
On the continuation of today's special, Imam Reza's knowledge of all languages. An example of his being the most knowledgeable person is that he could speak all languages. Al-Sindi has reported, "When I was in India, I heard that Allah had an Arab proof, so I went out to seek him. I was guided to Ar-Riza, peace be upon him, and I went to him. I could not speak Arabic. I greeted him in Sindhi, my language, and he greeted me in my own language. I asked him in Sindhi, and he answered me in it. I said to him, 'I have heard that Allah has an Arab argument, and I have gone out to seek him.' He, peace be upon him, said to me, 'It is I. Ask me about whatever you desire.' I asked him about my questions, and he answered them in my own language." Abu Salt has said, "Ar-Riza, peace be upon him, spoke to people in their own languages. I asked him about his quality, and he replied, 'I am Allah's proof over his creatures. Allah does not appoint over a people a proof who does not speak their own language. Have you not heard the words of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib? We have been given sound judgment. Is this not his knowledge of languages? Congratulations on the birth anniversary of the proof of Allah, Imam Ar-Riza, peace be upon him."
The Holy Shrine of Imam Ridha alayhi salam.
This is today's special on the birthday anniversary of Imam Ridha. Let's look at an interesting point about Mashhad, the land of miracles. Once a small village, soon transformed into a great metropolis by the presence of the holy shrine of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, called as Mashhadur Ridha, that means tomb sanctuary of Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, also briefly called Mashhad, which is also one of the most extensively visited pilgrimage centers in the world. Miracles regularly occur at the holy shrine of Imam Ridha, and hence the holy city of Mashhad is also famous as the land of miracles. The magnificent and marvelous buildings and structures in the holy shrine of Imam Ridha comprises one of the oldest and most beautiful religious and historical monuments in the world. The grand complex of the holy shrine is round in structure, which includes six country yards or sahn. The Goharshad Mosque, Rezavi University of Islamic Sciences, Islamic Researchers Foundation, museums, the Central library complex, offices, hospitals, inn and the buildings for performing ablutions. There are many traditions concerning the merit of Imam Reza's ziyarah or pilgrimage in general, and in some its sawab, that means a spiritual reward, is concerned to be equal to that of the martyrdom of the martyrs of Badr, the war of the Badr. And in still other traditions, its sawab is considered equal to that of a Hajj pilgrimage.
Imam Rida alayhi salam, as a man of God, of course, exemplified and displayed beautiful characteristics, lessons for humanity. His legacy lives on today. And it's important when it comes to understanding his life to be able to appreciate certain aspects of his characteristics. He was the crystallization of the highest moral standards, as his grandfather, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was. His grandfather, the Holy Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, as well as all of his fathers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Imam al-Ridha focused especially upon morality, upon akhlaq, upon the conduct of human beings. He not only spoke about this in numerous occasions, but acted upon it as well. We find that, for instance, he would talk to people about the quality of humility. He would say, "At-tawadu'u darajat." He would say, humility constitutes of levels. Minha an ya'rifu al-mar'u qadra nafsihi. The human being should understand the limitations of oneself. Fayunziluha manzilatiha biqalbin salim. That the human being should understand that with a submissive heart, one is insignificant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would say, لا يحب أن يأتي إلى أحد إلا مثل ما يؤتى إليه. That he, this individual, does not like to do to anyone except from what he does to people. إن رأى سيئة درأها بحسنة. If he does a bad deed, immediately he seeks good actions. كاظم الغيظ. He swallows his anger. عاف عن الناس. He forgives people. والله يحب المحسنين. And Allah loves the good doers. And you find that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam manifested this himself in his actions.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on a special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Reza. Congratulations, happy Eid to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and have a nice time.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of grief.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Since today is the auspicious 11th of the month of Zilqa'dah, the birthday anniversary of the Holy Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, let us contemplate on one of his sayings, on the blessings of the presence of the divinely ordained Imam in society. The Imam is a kind father, a helper brother, a compassionate mother to a minor child, and a refuge for servants in severe calamities.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most esteemed and blessed day, which is the birthday of the 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a tradition which has been narrated from Imam Musa al-Qadim alayhi salam regarding Imam Ridha. In this tradition, the Imam alayhi salam has been narrated that the Imam appointed his son Ali, meaning Imam Ridha alayhi salam, as the executor of his will, and wrote this in a letter to which 60 of Medina's renowned men bore witness to. You know, there's many beautiful traditions regarding the noble characteristics of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. In a beautiful tradition, Ibrahim ibn al-Abbas has narrated the following regarding the Imam's virtues. He says, I have never seen Abul Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam hurt anybody with something he said. Nor have I ever seen him interrupt anyone until he had finished. This is one of the characteristics of the believer, that when somebody else is talking, he doesn't interrupt and interject while the other person is talking. It's very bad and considered a very bad characteristic to interrupt somebody when he's talking. Then this Rawi, this narrator of this tradition, says, nor refuse to do someone a favor that he was able to do. If the Imam alayhi salam could do somebody a favor, he would do it for them. Nor did he ever stretch his legs before anyone while sitting with him. The Imam would sit respectfully in front of a person he was sitting with. He would not stretch his legs out in front of a person who he was sitting with, because it would be considered disrespectful for that person. Nor lean against something while his companion did not do so. Meaning, if he was sitting with one of his companions, one of his ashab, and there was nothing upon which that person could lean, the imam would not lean, right? Not so that it would not make this person feel uncomfortable. Then this Rawi says, nor did he ever insult any of his servants or workers. The Imam had servants, he had workers. He would not insult them, he would not disrespect them. Rather, he would treat them with respect and with honor. Ibrahim ibn Abbas says, and I have never seen him spit or burst into laughter. The word in this tradition, in the Arabic word used in this tradition, is qahqaha. Qahqaha means to laugh very loudly, like a bellowing laugh, right? This is considered the characteristic of a person who has forgotten the hereafter, right? It's been narrated that when the Prophet would laugh or would be amused at something, he would simply smile, right? And not to the extent, of course, that somebody could even see his teeth. If a person remembers that the hereafter, he would not do so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at some of the noble virtues of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Okay, as we promised, let's go to this surah, okay? As I challenged you, so you said challenged, accepted, right?
Yes.
Let's go.
I didn't accept it.
Go to Surah Al-Adiyat.
Yes.
Surah Al-Adiyat, page 599, chapter 30, Surah Al-Adiyat. Let's see who can recite this surah correctly. So, ready?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to challenge? So, who's going to recite this first? Who is going to challenge? Okay, who is going to challenge? I think no one, yes? So, let me recite this surah. I will challenge you. But after I finished, okay? So you have to challenge. Ready? Okay.
Yes.
Ready.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The challenge is this, that if I made any mistake, you gotta fix the mistake, okay? Ask me that you made a mistake.
Okay.
Let me see. I make like, intentionally I make mistakes, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if you focus.
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
There's a mistake. You said إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Was there any other mistake?
No.
Okay, mashallah too, Hussein Musa.
He copyrighted.
It is Rabbah.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
Mashallah.
Yes.
Allah.
Allahumma.
Inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhin lakhabir.
No, idhin.
Pay attention. There is another mistake. Come on.
Yawma idhil.
Okay, listen up. I'm sure, I challenge you, you cannot find the mistake.
Okay. In this ayah?
Yeah. Inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhin lakhabir. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Look, Ra, the letter Ra, I told you. Whenever a kasra comes before it, so it is pronounced like with a low sound. Yes? إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
Yeah.
Oh,
I said لخبير.
So, question, why is there a meme on the ra?
لخبيرون, it is tanween it has. That's tanween dhamma, because if that tanween is there, okay, that inshallah we'll study. It's called iqlab.
Iqlab. Yes, iqlab.
Because the next surah starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it starts with ba. So tanween, dhamma is here, okay? When tanween reaches, okay, or approaches the letter ba, so in this case, that noon sound will be changed to meme sound. That's why there is a small meme on the top. Look, I'm reading it with the next surah. Bismillah, okay? Inna rabbahum bihim yawma'idhin lakhabirun. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Yes, yeah. So you said لَخَبِيرٌ,
that's the meme sound.
So this is why they put like a small meme.
Yes.
Inshallah study, okay? إِقْلَاب. So, who is challenging me now? Okay, let me see.
No, I can read.
No, you okay. Can't. I said first.
Okay. What? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ذبحا.
Okay. والعاديات ذبحا.
Yeah.
ذبح means to kill.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's
but this ضاب has another meaning.
Yeah. ضاد.
So, what was the mistake?
ضاد.
ضبح. ضبح.
Okay. I made it intentionally.
Intentionally. Okay.
To test you guys.
Okay.
I'm so this helping you guys learn.
Okay. This time intentionally read it correctly.
I can't. I want to help you all.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يا يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, go on, read it again.
وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا
ضبحة. Nice. The next ayah.
فالموريات قدها فالمغيرات سبحة.
That's good.
فأسرنا به نقعا فوسدنا به جمعا.
Okay. That's okay because we have not studied قلقلة. Inshallah we'll study, okay? قلقلة. So when the طاء is ساكين, it produces like a bouncing sound. فوسطنا به جمعا
فوسطنا به جمعا
أحسنت The next ayah
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود
أحسنت
وإنه على ذلك لشهيد
أحسنت
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد
Great, next ayah
أَفَلَ يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
okay.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ
Okay. So who's next? Sayyid Musa?
Yes.
Go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد
ما شاء الله
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد
أحسنت
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
يومئذ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد There are a lot of rules, okay, that you were reciting, so you didn't apply because you didn't know them. That's okay. So, alhamdulillah, the letters that we have learned so far, so you applied them correctly. That was nice, okay?
So, mashallah.
So, you don't have any problem with the letters, okay? But the letters have problems with you, okay?
Okay.
So, the pronunciations, alhamdulillah, correctly. But just remember to produce that heavy, that graph sound with this sad, dad, okay? Okay, Ali Nasir, continue.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'adiyati dhabha fal muriyati qadha fal mughirati subha fa atharna bihi naqa.
Ahsan, there was a tiny mistake.
فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ
Again, it was repeated.
He said, فَأَثَرْ instead of ra.
فَأَثَرْنَ فَأَثَرْ Look, there is a fatha before ra. So, فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ
Yes.
أَثَرْ Next one. Repeat it again. Yeah. Then continue.
فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ
Look how better it became, okay? Next ayah.
فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا
Okay.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ
Okay, good.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ
أحسن.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ
أحسن.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ
That's it.
وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
We said that
Instead of ha, he said ha.
That was correct.
Instead of ha, he said ha.
No.
Ra.
No.
He said swad.
No. Look, we said that swad is always a heavy letter. So whenever it, even if it has kasra, so you have to sound it has, okay? Wahus, wahus, wahusila.
Wahusila.
Oh, that's it.
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
That's nice.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ
A tiny mistake again.
لَخَبِيرٌ
لَخَبِيرٌ Again?
لَخَبِيرٌ It should be bold, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Go read the ayah, the whole ayah. Again.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والعاديات ضبحا
By the racers panting.
فالموريات قدحا
And the producers of sparks when striking.
فالمغيرات صبحا
And the chargers at dawn.
فأثرن به نقعا
Stirring up thereby clouds of dust.
فوسطن به جمعا
Arriving thereby in the center collectively.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود
Indeed, mankind to his Lord is ungrateful.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ
And indeed, he is to that a witness.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ
And indeed, he is in love of wealth intense.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ
But does he not know that when the contents of the graves are scattered,
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
And that within the breasts is obtained.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ
Indeed, their Lord with them that day is fully acquainted.
So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we learned the Arabic alphabet letters correctly now, the pronunciation, the articulation points. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. But before we end, let's give a big thanks to Allah Almighty. And then a big thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network.
And the students.
Yeah, Hussein Musa, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider. Haydar Karrar, and also Ali Nasir, and me, Habibullah Fasiza. Thank you so much. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma faqbal 'udhri warham shiddata dharri wa fukkani min shiddi wa thaqi.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part states, Allahumma faqbal udhri, O Allah, so accept my excuse, warham shiddata dhurri, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction, wafukkani min shaddi wa thaqi, release me from the stiffness of my fetters, ya rabbi irham da'fa badani, my Lord, have mercy upon the weakness of my body, wariqqata jildi, have mercy on the thinness of my skin, وَدِقَّةَ عَذْمِي and the frailty of my bones. يَا مَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِرِّي وَتَغْذِيَتِي O you who raised in my creation to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, and to nourishment of me. هَبْنِي لِبْتِدَاءِ كَرَمِكَ Bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity. وَسَالِفِ بِرِّكَ بِي And your previous goodness to me. Earlier, we said that in this part of the supplication, the truthful servant, the deserving servant, he feels that he is at the door of Almighty Allah's mercy. He feels that the doors of mercy are opened for him. And now he is ready to state whatever he needs to his presence. The truthful servant knows that if Allah does not have mercy on him in this world, he will be imprisoned with the disbelievers and wrongdoers. The Holy Quran says, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ Lay hold on him, then put a chain on him. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرَعْهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ Then cast him into the burning fire, then thrust him into a chain, the length of which is 70 cubits. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ Surely he did not believe in Allah, the Great. So, if such a person is not released from the fetters of his soul, there comes the day when there would be no release for him. Those who are free of satanic fetters are free to do any goodness eagerly and easily. They are attracted towards any kind of goodness without any problems, and they depart from this world by hearing the divine call of irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyya. Return to your Lord, well pleased with him and well pleasing him. This is how the soul somehow flies toward its Lord.
Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah.
Now let me hear
about all the things that we went through, knowing that God stays with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, when the servant says, Allahumma faqbal udri, warham shiddata durri, wafukkani min shaddi wathaqi, O Allah, so accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction, and release me from the stiffness of my fetters, this kind of servant is completely aware of the situation he is stuck in. But the point is, with all these adversities and shiddah, he has entertained a good opinion of Allah. And this is a part of recognition of Allah. This means, and we have in our traditions, that Allah the Exalted gives to the servants in accordance with their good opinion about him. So in this part of the Kumayy supplication, when Imam Ali alayhi salam states, Ya Rabbi Irham da'fa badani wa riqqata jildi, O Allah, have mercy upon the weakness of my body and the thinness of my skins. He is completely sure that the only one being able to do that is Allah. That is why this servant is feeling at his presence. This means the servant is completely sure about the power of the Almighty Allah. According to a divine narration, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. In this regard, also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from Him. Once Allah revealed to Prophet Musa ﷺ, whenever you call me and ask from me, I am there to listen to you. And this is on the contrary side of the state of despair of Almighty Allah's mercy and acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which distance the servants from Allah's mercy. One may pray to Allah for something, and He, the Exalted, may delay the response because of the person's own benefit. But the supplicant is not aware of this, so he starts entertaining a bad opinion, what we call a su'udhan of Allah, and despairs of His mercy. And this state of despair would veil him from the mercy of Allah. What we are seeing in this part of the supplication is exactly at the far end of this side. He says, Habni libtida'i karamika wa salifi birrukabi. Bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity. I know that you have been kind to me, you have been generous to me, wa salifi birrukabi, and your previous goodness to me. I know I am aware of this state, and now I am here asking you, in the presence of you, my beloved. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. Well, today's question is related to love and marriage, which asks, love has to happen after marriage or not? Does it have to happen only after marriage, or is it possible for love to happen before marriage? Is it acceptable?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So basically the question somehow is against the concept of, some of the Islamic laws. According to Islamic laws, we do not believe in the boyfriend-girlfriend relations before them being mahram to each other. And after reciting the contract of marriage, they are mahram to each other. So They say that this is against the concept of love.
And just to explain for the audience the concept of mahram, shall you please
according
give us
to
a
the
brief
religion of Islam, mahram is referring when it comes to a man and woman. The mahram women are the ladies who do not need to cover themselves in front of that man. So it includes, for example, his mother, his daughters, his sisters, his aunts, and some other
those
people.
Those who have a blood relation or they have been married to them.
Yeah. Of course, not all the people through blood relations.
Yes, yes.
We have all these details mentioned in the books of jurisprudence. Now, the question says that, okay, according to the religion of Islam, you say that boys and girls cannot have any kind of relation to each other. So they need to get married and then they can be mahram to each other and have relation, which means that before they love each other, they need to get married. But there is no guarantee that when they get married, they would love each other. So somehow, this Islamic law is against the concept of love, if we may put it this way.
Yes.
Now, the first point is that, is there a guarantee that those people who loved each other and